Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona, and here is Shoshona to tell you about the beautiful work that she does.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Excellent. So we're here for another show. What I do is the emotional therapy. I use a pendulum. I don't use muscle testing. What I do is I release trapped emotions from a body. Much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies that become trapped within us. The emotion code, which is my technique, is a simple and powerful method in finding and releasing these trapped emotions or energies. Getting rid of your trapped emotions can help you to overcome obstacles of your past and bring new life into your marriage, family, and other personal relationships. Because we are all like fish swimming in a sea of energy. Energy is the material from which all things are made. It is in all things and through all things and fills the interdimensional spaces of the universe. So with that, do we have any callers today?
Yes, right now we have two.
All right.
So I will connect you with the first one, and I'll let you know when your time is up.
Okay, thanks, Barbara.
Okay, area code 305, what's your name?
Hi, Barbara. This is Deanna in Miami.
Hi. Deanna?
Yes.
Okay. How are you doing today, Deanna?
Not doing well, and I was really happy to see that you were on today. I think I spoke to you about 7 months ago. You told me to call the following week, and I couldn't. And,
okay.
Whenever you've been on, I've missed the show. Shoshona, I am I'm really not well, and it's not a matter of just health. It's a matter of deep distress over a very prolonged period of time, almost 11 years, and a lot of trapped emotions in me. I was wondering if you could use your method to release them, since I cannot. I'm homeless right now on my last $100 bill until next 10th of next month when I get my Social Security. So I can't afford calling you directly. One thing I
okay.
am is very, very truthful, but
yep.
I feel I am at the end of my visit on this planet.
Okay. I have a new question that I've been asking people as I'm doing them, and this question is very powerful. So do I have your permission, Deanna, to connect with you?
Yes, you do.
Okay, can I connect to Deanna? Yes, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Deanna? No, is my name Deanna? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Dugald? No. Okay, I was just checking to see if a other client that I was working on is still in there. Okay, am I connected to Deanna, to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay. At what percentage of heaven is Deanna experiencing in this life at this point? And it says none. What percentage of hell is Deanna experiencing in this life at this point? 100%. Okay, so we're going to work to release that so that you are 100% in heaven. Instead of living in a dark time.
Very
all right?
dark.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're homeless and that, you're hitting rock bottom. There's no more lower for you to go than where you're at right now, right? And I can appreciate your feeling. So, okay, can we release Deanna so that she reflects 100% heaven? Yes. Mad. Hurt. Anxious, confused, excited, anxious, hateful, distant, indifferent. Okay, bind it and cast it out of Deanna. All indifference now. Apathetic. Bind it and cast it out of Deanna. All apathy now. Filling her full of the love, the light, and the blood. raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but filling Deanna with a supercharged powered frequency of 528 hertz. And it's stuck on indifference. Playful, provocative, confident, liberated, perplexed, terrified, inadequate, embarrassed, violated, infuriated, abandoned, isolated, empty, indifferent, inferior, empty, powerless, vulnerable, victimized, remorseful, detestable, loathing, withdrawn, resentful, inadequate, astonished, inquisitive, fulfilled, hopeful, playful, inspired, open, loving, respected, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, confident, liberated, perplexed, astonished, shocked, worried, insignificant, embarrassed, violated, infuriated, inferior, isolated, indifferent, sensitive, courageous, confident, courageous, hopeful, playful, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, ignored, remorseful, aversion, loathing, hesitant, empty, indifferent, hopeful, fulfilled, ecstatic, eager, perplexed, terrified, worthless, embarrassed, violated, infuriated, inferior, isolated, playful, courageous, important, energetic, astonished, frightened, worthless, devastated, enraged, withdrawn, empty, powerless, empty, apathetic, playful, provocative, confident, liberated, astonished, shocked, inadequate, devastated, enraged, abandoned, stuck on it, isolated, indifferent, playful, provocative, respected, ecstatic, energetic, awe, inquisitive, courageous, playful, indifferent, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, revolted, judgmental, infuriated, resentful, shocked, loving, sensitive, open, inspired, sensitive, fulfilled, amused, energetic, astonished, respected, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, indifference. You see the change now? It's going towards happiness instead of anger, fear, disgust, sadness, and surprise, right?
I feel very betrayed and, like you said, abandoned. I'm not hateful.
Yeah.
I don't know about resentment. I just feel so very much betrayed, and it's been such a long time. And
yeah,
I don't see the way out. I've been staying at a hotel for the last 2 weeks from what I made from my last assignment, but I haven't been called back. And it's not because I didn't do it right, but the reaction of people towards me is very bad, and I honestly don't see myself looking well, even though I dress and groom and everything, you know, within my power, but I don't look well, so people are not reacting well to me. And
your energy is low. You have low energy.
I'm really exhausted.
Is Deanna's energy, is her vibration low? Yes. Okay. Can we increase Deanna's vibration? Yes. Frustrated.
Yes.
Humiliated. Scared.
Yes.
Empty. Abandoned. Inferior.
Yes.
Isolated. Apathetic. Empty.
Rejected.
Yeah. Victimized. Ashamed. Hopeful.
Very.
Fulfilled. Amused. Ecstatic. Awe. Provocative. Sensitive. Opened. Inspired. Hopeful. Fulfilled. Amused. Okay, is Deanna's energy low? No. Is her vibration low? No. Okay. Will Deanna find a place to live? Yes. Will Deanna find a job? Yes. Within 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, within 3 weeks. Hateful.
More than a job. More than a job, I have a career. I am under contract, but they're not calling me to render services.
Okay. It's stuck on loving right now. Okay, is Deanna separated from source? Yes. Aggressive.
No.
Okay, this is the darkness on you. It's aggressive on you. Okay, connect Deanna with source. Yes. Is Deanna aligned with God? No. Is Deanna aligned with Jesus? No. Is Deanna aligned with the angelic kingdom? No. Can I align Deanna with God and source? Align Deanna with God and source. Confused. Align Deanna with God and source. And it's stuck on loving now. Is Deanna aligned with God? Yes. Is Deanna aligned with source? Yes. Is Deanna aligned with Jesus? No. Align Deanna with Jesus now. Place the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ on Deanna in assisting her to whatever it is that she needs to get herself on track in this life. Courageous. Loving. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Hopeful. Confident. Ecstatic. Perplexed. Loving. Is Deanna aligned with God? Yes. With Jesus? Yes, and with the angelic kingdom. Yes. Is Deanna aligned with source? Yes. Does Deanna carry an ancestral thread in this life to where she's carrying the whole lineage? No. Does Deanna live in K-Lack? Yes. Does she live in K-Abundance? No. Can we put Deanna into K-Abundance rather than K-Lack? Yes. Does Deanna live in lack mode? Yes.
Yes.
Anxious. Loving. Sensitive. Inspired. Playful. Courageous. Important. Ecstatic. Eager. Fulfilled. Loving. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Okay, does Deanna live in lack mode? No. Does Deanna live in stagnation mode? Yes. Frustrated.
frustrated. It's stuck on it. Mad. Distant. Mad. Distant. Frustrated. Startled. Hopeful.
Shocked.
Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Provocative. Confident. Ecstatic. Loving. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Loving. Play. Fulfilled. Amused. Respected. Courageous. Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Does Deanna live in stagnation mode? Does Deanna live in an abundant state? No. Okay, is there something blocking that abundant state? Yes. Distant, hateful, anxious, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, respected, ecstatic, awe, shocked, significant, furious, suspicious, abandoned. And it's stuck on abandon.
I have been. I have definitely been abandoned.
Isolated. Indifferent. Apathetic. Inferior. Powerless. Ashamed. Hesitant. Revulsion. Sarcastic. Furious, overwhelmed, perplexed, inferior, insecure, hostile, apathetic, empty, abandoned. Abandoned. And it's stuck on abandonment.
You know, Shoshona, as illogical as it sounds, and I think of myself as someone who's logical, rational. I believe that someone 11 years ago almost did something so that I could not... so that I would be blocked. And I have been.
Does Deanna have a spell on her? No, a curse? Cursed? Yes. A curse? A hex? No, a jinx? No, a curse. Does Deanna have more than 10 curses on her? No, 9, 8, 7. 7 curses on you. Distant. Mad. Provocative. Okay, release all curses from Deanna and change her, change the energy of the curses to beautiful energy. Loving. Does Deanna have 7 curses on her? No, 6, 5, 4, 4 curses on you. Frustrated, hateful, scared, indifferent. Okay, release all indifference from Deanna now. Release all curses. Bind them. And cast them off of Deanna now, filling her full of beautiful, bright white light and beautiful, clean energy. Empty, vulnerable, isolated, indifference, apathetic, abandoned, apathetic, inspired, playful, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, abandoned, inferior, powerless, ignored, ashamed, remorseful, hesitant, aversion, detestable, revulsion, revolted, repugnant, loathing, judgmental, sarcastic, skeptical, suspicious, withdrawn, infuriated, provoked, overwhelmed, loving. Okay, does Deanna possess a curse? No, no curses left. How do you feel?
Thank you. My hands feel a little more, I have more feeling in my hands right now.
That's good.
I can't summarize, you know, all the things that happened, but I was told by, you know, a person that was nearby at the time that this woman paid Santeria priests to do something. I was told by people also that I trusted. And I have not been able to overcome it. I overcame a false accusation. It took 17 months. But like the shadow of suspicion is still upon me. And
well, what
I am
you need to do, Deanna, is you need to hand it up to God. The suspicion, hand it up. Do not let it go into your body because that's a trapped emotion, right? So, like, take any negative thought or feeling. Imagine a balloon over your head, over your crown chakra. Every negative thought or feeling that you have, I want you to imagine handing it up to God, saying, God, please take my world. Every time you do that, the feeling or the thought leaves your body and it goes into the balloon. At nighttime when you sleep, that balloon is released and a fresh one is put there. So you always wake up in the next morning with a fresh mind, right? Whatever you thought
yes.
the day before is gone, right?
Yes.
So that is, I use it regularly. That is my method. That is what I do when I'm troubled by something, when I have suspicion about something, when I don't feel right about something. I hand it up to God. God, please take my world with so-and-so in it, right? And when you do that, it goes into the balloon instead of into your body, right?
You know, it's not that I am suspicious. It's that people look at me with suspicion. And I can agree. Right now, I don't look.
You can't control what other people think. You can't control that.
I know, but it's pushed upon me.
But see, it's energy that you're putting on yourself because who knows what they're thinking, right? You're just assuming that they're thinking that, right? And I know the feeling. I'm the same way. I walk into a room and I get feelings of what other people are doing or whatever. If I do that, I just walk out because no, it's like I'm bombarded with it, right? So maybe you're a bit of an empath where you can feel other people's emotions, right? You need to learn to block that off, right? God,
okay.
Please take my world, right? And let it go, right?
Okay.
So you know you're doing your best. You know that, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, and I have
no ill
or unkind feelings towards others.
When
I first called Barbara, I don't know, 5, 7, 8 years ago, I always call her Grace, because that's the most beautiful word that I know of.
Yeah.
And Grace in Oklahoma. So I just don't call often, but I just feel that I am in the last day or two of my existence right now because I don't see a way out. Right now, today, I'm safe underneath a roof in a motel. But if I pay for tomorrow night, that's going to leave me without any funds.
Yeah.
And nothing has been forthcoming. And I waited and prayed and asked, and you know, and it hasn't. So, and looking at myself in a picture that I took of myself a while ago, I look horrible. I don't look so.
Yeah.
It's not so much the ugliness. It's under my eyes. It's like all dark. And above my eyes, it's all dark. The scar that I have on my forehead since I was, I don't know, 44 years ago. Usually it's like flatter today because I'm a little more swollen. You could see like it's a straight vertical line right near the third eye, but it's not at the third eye, right next to it. And it looks very visible. So I can see why people don't want to look at me. But behind all this, there is a good spirit. There is someone who has never hurt others, has no ill will towards others. And I'm very frustrated and immobilized because where can I go? No this, no that, no vehicle, no funds. What more can I do?
Yeah.
So I was about to.
What is it that you do?
I am a court interpreter.
Oh, okay.
I translate in front of juries. And it's a very, the number of people that do what I do at the level I do it is less than 1,000. So it's not my intellect that is in question. It is everything else about me. I am well-groomed, but nothing that I've done has been able to overcome this. I overcame the accusation, but the shadow was never removed, and I lost my home, lost my vehicle, lost everything.
Yeah.
I
know what it's like to have the wolves at your door. I know that feeling, and it's not a very good feeling. But you got to know, it's saying that in 3 weeks ahead, that something's going to happen for you. Either you're going to get a job or you're going to get a place. Right?
Okay. I thank you for what you're doing. And I thank Barbara for having you. And I apologize for not having called back, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago when we spoke. Because I couldn't. I think I had worked that day and got back very late. It's like living in hiding, and there is no valid reason for it. There's no reason why they should not have prosecuted the people who did this, but there was something in place, some kind of protection that these people availed themselves of that, prevented them from acting against them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's hard when you've got darkness on you. You've got to have an open mind. If your life is not going well and bad things are coming your way and whatever, that is darkness, right? That's the devil. It's either God or the devil in my eyes, right? Lightness or darkness, right?
Oh, yeah, it's dark. It's dark.
Yeah, and if you're going through trials and tribulations, well, that's not God, right? The devil trying to take things away from you so that you'll turn towards him, right? Every person has 50-50 in them. It's what side you decide to pick up and use, right? That's my call or whatever. So
yes,
call back same Deanna.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you, and thank you for doing this.
Not
and,
a problem,
Barbara. Barbara Grace, thank you very much for praying for me.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay, is my name Deanna? No. Is my name Deanne? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Deanne? No. Am I connected to myself, Shoshona, to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, Barbara.
All righty. Our next call is from area code 541. Hi. Who's
Hi,
this?
It's Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
It's, Well, I'm not feeling good, and I had a week of just having pain, a lot of pain, horrendous cycle again, and having to go to the doctors and not doing well with them, and the lady that I house it for just moved away, so that's been emotional, and had some depression. I'm not feeling as depressed today, but I had depression this week and stuff, a lot of stuff this week. Felt very low energy, but today I feel, there was something going on with my apartment too, like things breaking in my apartment, and then I don't know if I have allergies or I've had something in my lungs, something going on, I'm not really sure, something I'm reacting to, or I don't know. Lots of stuff happening.
Okay, can I connect to Kat? Yes, is my name Kat? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, my name Kat. Yes, is my name Shoshona? No. Am I connected to Kat, to infinity and beyond? Yes, can I harmonize the energy between me and Kat? Yes. Okay. Okay, at what percentage of hell, of heaven is Kat experiencing in this life at this point? 100%? No, 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 61%, 62%, 63%, 64%, 65%, 66%, no. Okay. Frustrated. Loving. Apathetic. Indifference. Playful. Open. Hopeful. Courageous. Confident. Liberated, eager, astonished, shocked, worried, worthless, ridiculed, resentful, infuriated, apathetic, okay, bind it up and cast it out of Kat, all apathy, yes, bind up all apathy from Kat, and cast it out to a place in which God has reserved for such a purpose. Apathetic, abandoned, empty, inferior, vulnerable, powerless, victimized, ignored, ashamed, remorseful, hesitant, aversion, detestable, revulsion, revolted, repugnant, loathing, judgmental, skeptical, withdrawn, hostile, violated, worried, loving. Okay, what percentage of heaven is Kat experiencing in this life at this point? Is it 100%? No, 90%. Yes, 91%. No. Frustrated. Sensitive, courageous, inquisitive, liberated, perplexed, worried, devastated, irritated, inferior, abandoned, indifferent, sensitive, provocative, respected, amused, energetic, eager, provocative, sensitive, opened, inspired, isolated, inferior, victimized, ashamed, aversion, revolted, sarcastic, furious, violated, loving, sensitive, open, indifference, isolated, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, aversion, revolted, sarcastic, furious, hopeful, playful, inspired, hopeful, important, energetic, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, respected, liberated, fulfilled, hopeful, sensitive, playful, opened, inspired, provocative, amused, eager, courageous, loving, sensitive, hopeful, confident, liberated, astonished, disillusioned, worried, alienated, enraged, suspicious, abandoned. Abandoned. And it's stuck on it. Indifference, loving, confident, eager, dismayed, worried, alienated, resentful, suspicious, inferior, indifference, apathetic, isolated, apathetic, inspired, hopeful, fulfilled, amused, eager, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, respected, ecstatic. Okay, what percentage of heaven is Kat experiencing in this life at this point? Is it 100%? Yes, it is. At what percentage of hell is Kat experiencing in this life at this point? It says none. How do you feel, Kat?
Yeah, that feels good. That feels
cool.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a very important question.
Wow.
I do that on everybody that I do work on these days, right off the bat, to find out where they're at.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to run you through these money affirmations.
Okay.
Does Kat feel rich? No. Okay. Does Kat feel rich? And it's insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Humiliation, rejection, insecurity, startled, threatened, rejected, startled, mad, hateful, rejected, scared, rejected, insecure, hurt, mad, hateful, rejection, scared, sensitive, hopeful, playful, open, inspired. Does Kat feel rich? Yes. Does Kat love money? Yes. And does money love Kat? No. Mad. Hateful. Sensitive. Hopeful. Playful. Loving. Does Kat love money? Yes. Does money love Kat? Yes. Does Kat attract money now? Yes. Is Kat very happy and grateful that money comes to her in increasing quantities from many sources on a continuous basis? Yes. Is Kat receiving money now? Yes. Does Kat have more than enough money? Yes. Is Kat ready, willing, and able to receive money? Yes. Does Kat see abundance everywhere? Yes. Is Kat a money magnet? Yes. Is Kat grateful for what she already has and for all that she is about to receive now? Yes. Does Kat have more than what she needs? Yes. Does money come to Kat from unexpected sources? And is she grateful? Yes. Is Kat's income growing higher and higher? No. Courageous. Loving. Courageous. Sensitive. Open. Inspired. Playful. Loving. Confident, ecstatic, eager, dismayed, worried, alienated, violated, and irritated, empty, inferior, abandoned, indifference, sensitive, provocative, respected, amused, energetic, perplexed, frightened, insignificant, devastated, enraged, irritated, remorseful, inferior, isolated, indifference, playful, loving, sensitive, playful, sensitive, provocative, respected, liberated. Okay, where was I now? Okay, is Kat's income growing higher and higher? Yes. Is Kat a rich child of a loving universe? Yes. Does Kat have the power to attract money? Yes. Does Kat receive money happily now? Yes. Does money flow to Kat easily? No. Critical. Isolated. Indifference. Isolated. Apathetic. Abandoned. Empty. Inferior. Vulnerable. Powerless. Victimized. Ignored. Ashamed. Remorseful. Hesitant. Aversion. Detestable. Revulsion. Revolted. Repugnant. Loathing. Judgmental. Sarcastic. Skeptical. Suspicious. Withdrawn. Infuriated. Insecure. Disillusioned. Worried. Disrespected. Violated. Provocative. Hopeful. Playful. Inspired. Isolated. Empty. Vulnerable. Victimized. Ashamed. Hesitant. Detestable. Revolted. Loathing. Skeptical. Infuriated. Ridiculed. Dismayed. Overwhelmed. Shocked. Inferior. Worried. Disrespected. Resentful. Irritated. Hopeful. Sensitive. Loving. Fulfilled. Amused. Energetic. Okay. Does money flow to Kat easily? Yes. Is Kat sensible with money and manages it wisely? Yes. Does Kat allow her income to constantly expand and she always lives in comfort and joy? No. Rejected. Confused. Playful. Inspired. Apathetic. Abandoned. Inferior. Vulnerable. Victimized. Ashamed. Hesitant. Detestable. Revolted. Loathing. Skeptical. Irritated. Resentful. Inadequate. Disillusioned. Fulfilled. Loving. Playful. Open. Inspired. Indifferent. Isolated. Empty. Powerless. Ashamed. Hesitant. Detestable. Revolted. Loathing. Suspicious. Furious. Frightened. Ecstatic. Amused. Inquisitive. Liberated. Okay, does Kat allow her income to constantly expand? And does she always live in comfort and joy? Yes. How do you feel, Kat?
Well, that all sounds good.
Yeah, I've been doing those on myself every day.
Wow.
And I can feel a shift in my energy. So they're very positive money affirmations.
Mhm. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I really felt for that last lady because I've been homeless, and I know, like, I, even though I've had my place for over a year, it's every month, you know, there's that worry that comes up about how I'm going to keep it, you know. And
I know the feeling.
I hope she can. Yeah, I hope she can get help because, I mean, I did get help to get this place. It took me a lot of years. It took me almost 5 years.
Yeah.
really
it's not a very good feeling to be insecure like that, to where you don't have a home.
And today, actually, I have to go run an errand. The lady that just moved, that I've been watching her pets for 7 years, she left. I still have her key, so she's having me run a few errands. But today, the first time I'm there without her pets, so I feel a lot of emotion with that, because I felt like, you know, they were mine when I was there and stuff. It's
really hard
to see.
Well, it's coming up hopeful.
Yeah, hopefully some other stuff will come up soon.
Alrighty, that's it for tonight. Is there anything else I can read from Kat? No, nothing else I can read from you. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Am I connected to myself, Shoshona, to infinity and beyond? Is my energy harmonized? Yes. Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great evening.
How about you, too?
Thanks, Kat.
Okay, Shoshona, we still have 8 minutes. So do you want to work on me or do you want to end early?
Yes.
What do you want to do?
No, I want to work on you.
Can you do the money affirmations on me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds to infinity and beyond? Yes, is my energy harmonized with that of Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Okay. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds feel rich? No. Mad. Threatened. Scared. Humiliated. Mad. Sensitive. Loving. Hopeful. Playful. Open. Inspired. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds feel rich? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds love money? Yes. And does money love her? No. Threatened. Rejected. Mad. Hateful. Frustrated. Startled. Aggressive. Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Loving. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Hopeful. Respected. Amused. Liberated. Okay. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds love money? Yes. And does money love her? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds attracting money now? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds very happy and grateful that money comes to her in increasing quantities from many sources on a continuous basis? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds receiving money now? No. Aggressive. Inferior, isolated, apathetic, opened, loving, respected, ecstatic, astonished, eager, dismayed, inadequate, ridiculed, enraged, empty, apathetic, isolated, abandoned, indifference, inferior, empty, vulnerable, victimized, ashamed, hesitant, detestable, repugnant, judgmental, suspicious, infuriated, enraged, resentful. Are these emotions from spirits that are around Barbara? Yes. Are these Barbara's emotions? No. This is what's in your apartment, and it says yes. So release it now. Release all negative energy that may be around or surrounding Barbara Grace Reynolds in her car, in her home, on her property. Release them all now, filling Barbara Grace Reynolds with the glory light of God and the blood of Christ. loving. Okay. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds receiving money now? Yes. Okay, does Barbara Grace Reynolds have more than enough money? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds ready, willing, and able to receive money? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds see abundance everywhere? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds a money magnet? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds grateful for what she already has and for all that she's about to receive now? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds have more than what she needs? Yes. Does money flow to Barbara Grace Reynolds from unexpected sources? Yes. And is she grateful? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds' income growing higher and higher? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds a rich child of a loving universe? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds have the power to attract money? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds receive money happily now? Yes. Does money flow to Barbara Grace Reynolds easily? Yes. Is Barbara Grace Reynolds sensible with money and does she manage it wisely? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds allow her income to constantly expand, always living in comfort and joy? Yes. At what percentage of heaven is Barbara Grace Reynolds experiencing in this life at this point? 100%. At what percentage of hell does Barbara Grace Reynolds experience in this life at this point? None. How do you feel, Barbara?
I feel good.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you feel any of that as I was going through it?
I felt... There was at one point, I don't remember exactly what you were saying, but I felt a releasing going on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are very powerful questions. Like I was telling Kat, I do them every day.
Okay. Wonderful.
So people can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook. They can messenger me at Shoshona Pelche, so it's S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A. And actually, if you go to search and you put in Shoshona, S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A, my name, my personal page, Tracy Pelche, and our Shoshona Pelche, and my Facebook page, Healing Hands by Shoshona, comes up. So all you have to do is put in Shoshona and you will see my personal page and my business page. Or they can call me at 780-707-1657. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Am I connected to myself, Shoshona, to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Okay, well, wonderful. It was a great show, and I hope everyone comes back next week and experiences the emotion code.
Yeah.
And I will talk
to you
then.
Thank you very much, my dear. Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.